Let's just pray for a moment. Father, we thank you for this testimony of Bill to your work, and we pray that you would work in this person and enable him to read and understand the booklet. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, there's a second part to the informal time this morning. In our Bible readings this morning, we come into the middle of Paul's second missionary journey. It's his second because he had a quarrel. He's quarreled with Barnabas. And it's over a member of the team, John Mark. And Paul doesn't think Mark is up to it, because Mark has jumped ship. He'd left them early on. In other words, he'd run away. And Barnabas, who's a people person, thinks that Mark should be given a second chance. Now, make no mistake about it, it's a huge and damaging row. And Luke, who's telling the story, makes no attempt to cover it up. He doesn't take sides, he doesn't make a meal of it, but he's not afraid to show how fallible and wrong-headed people who serve God can be. But God is a God of grace. That's not to excuse rage, of course. But God makes human anger serve his praise. And the end result is that Barnabas takes John Mark off to Cyprus. And could we have the next slide? And Paul sets off with a new companion, Silas, on what starts off as a trip to Syria and Cilicia. You see right at the corner of the Mediterranean there. And then they work their way westward. But it turns out to be, in God's providence, much more. It's a venture into new territory for Christian mission. Eventually they get to that. Next slide, please. And Paul and Silas pick up two new companions on the way. Timothy in Lystra and Luke in Troas. And Luke's not mentioned, so how do we know? See if you can spot it when we read the passage. It's in verse 10. The they becomes we. In other words, they did this, suddenly becomes we did this. So that's an introduction to our reading today.